Blog Talk Radio.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and grief to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. God bless you. This is Doctrine of Truth with your host, Bishop Poole, and we are seeking those that can come in and testify and give a word of encouragement on the ground roots and the grassroots of common denominators of how things are taking place in your life. The subject is how to apply God's word to our life. And we are see a song and a hymn and a spiritual song that you might have today, or you might have also a scripture, a poem that you always have yourself. As time goes on and you begin to look around and begin to see that poem and that scripture, maybe a picture. You know, pictures worth a thousand words. But we want to continue today. We like to start with a prayer as well. I always like to read this prayer, pray this prayer, memorize this prayer, because it blankets all our life during the run of the day. In Matthew's the sixth chapter, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Now, in this model prayer that we start off, and you begin to start off from day to day and time to time, you find that forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation. Each day you don't want to be led. And you're asking God, don't lead me into things that's going to destroy my life, my family, my home, my career, my body. You know, lead us not into temptation. As well as you have deliver us from evil. Deliver us from evil. So we want to make sure that all of these are in play. All of these are in play. If you would like to be a special guest today on Blog Talk Radio, Doctrine of Truth, Bishop Poole is your host, you can dial 1-347-215-8816. 1-347-215-8816. And you'll be listening to the Doctrine of Truth, and you'll be discussing today, and we'd be glad to have you on the air. One of the how to apply the word of God, and Matthew's the same chapter speaks of about don't worry. You know, yesterday was a tough one, wasn't it? Or maybe it was a good day, but now guess what? Tomorrow, yesterday is gone. It's gone. You won't get that back. It'd be written down in books, recorded. You might refer, but for living, you got to live out this day. Get something out of this day. Look for the good in this day. Look for the good in this day. The sun is shining on the enemies and you and everybody else. Thank God. God is living. Can't be influenced. Can't be intimidated. He is God all by himself. And it rains on the just as well as the unjust. So thank God. Just thank God. That's all you have to do. Thank God. Don't worry. Yesterday is in the books. It's in the books. It's recorded, but thank God for the day. give God a hand clap for the day. And we should take no thought, not even for tomorrow. Just put all your energy in today. Deal with the day. Stop worrying about it and dealing with things. Use your skill, that what you have, that God has given you, and all your power and education. Give God the glory and try to work it out and get something out of the day. Amen? All right, we're going to go ahead. Because that was an example when Moses, God had blessed Moses and encouraged him and skilled him. And Moses got to the Red Sea and began to pray and said, Lord, so wait a minute. Wait a minute, Moses. What did I give you? What did I give you, Moses? Use the rod that I gave you and depart that Red Sea. God has given you something. God has given you something this morning. We don't know what it is. And you can use it, amen, and apply it. God has given you something to apply. A song, a scripture, a writing. He had put something in your hands, in your environment, to whereby you can accomplish something today. The next thing you have to also remember, regardless of what you're going through, regardless of what your time and energy and things that you're involved in, give God the praise, a sacrifice. Sacrifice meaning that, you know what, regardless of what's going on, you're going to raise your hand, say, wave at him, wave off and say, okay, thank God, Lord, I thank you. And, you know, you're getting something out of this. You're getting something out of this. I remember many years ago, amen, in the early 80s, or late 70s, that whereby early part of the ministry I was in and was going through some things to, you know, get adjusted into Christ, get adjusted into the ministry. And, you know, being a part of the family of Christ, it's like going from one part of the world to another part of the world. And as you're traveling through from one part of the world to other part of the world, you're going to find climate changes, custom changes, you know, lifestyle changes sometimes in different areas. And you're maintaining or trying to maintain what you had in the past. But when you're going through with Christ and moving on to a new lifestyle, amen, you have to take that lifestyle with you regardless of what location you be in. But one thing you find that the changing of your mind, you have to change your mind, change the thinking of your mind, change your thoughts, and begin to realize, you know, oh, what did Jesus think about this? What did Jesus think about this? Looking back in your word, you find that Hebrews 13:15 says, you know, give God thanks, give him praise, you know, from the fruits of your lips, give thanks to God in his name. So you have to reach back and go back and look at your consciousness, reading your word, and thinking on the word, and you'll find, say, oh, okay. Oh, God said about to give God thanks and everything. Philippians say give God thanks and everything. And we find in Hebrews 13:8-15, saying that by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continuously, that is, the fruits of our lips, the fruits of our lips. So we continuously give God thanks, regardless of whatever condition we're in, whatever trial or tribulation we're in, we're going to give God thanks. So we want to, you can call in, you're talking about how to apply the word of God to our life, and we find it you can dial 1-347-215-8816. 1-347-215-8816. Now, we have some examples here, you know, from time to time, that we find ourselves trying to apply God's word. And we want to look in the gospel according to St. John, according to Matthew's and St. John. But first, we're going to come to Matthew's, the 14th chapter. And we're going to pick it up at the 23rd verse. Straightway, 22nd verse, straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and go before him into the other side, while he sent the multitude away. And when he had sent the multitude away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was not in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was constrained. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit." And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." And he said, "Come." And Peter was come down out of the ship. He walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and began to sink. He cried, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, "O thou of little faith, where wilt thou doubt?" Amen. You know, when God gives us a word to go, to come, and we got a word from God, we want to make sure that we continue in the word that he's given us. And to make sure that it was God called, telling us, you ask him to do something and you got a word from him, and see, well, this is God talking to me and I know it's God talking to me and everything like that. And we find out that completely sure that it is God. And you know that it's God. And you know that God is, and his Christ and his word is speaking to you, and you find out that yes, it is Christ. Now, why I'm laboring on this point, because of the fact that from time to time, you're going to find yourself doing God's work. And when the Lord gave you a question, an answer, a situation, that you can go and you can find him and everything, the enemy can't stop you. But what he can do, he can just try to discourage you. He can just try to find a way, amen, to get you to see, and discourage you for stopping. Discourage you to stopping and everything, and see if call the station to see the thing working, and see if like Peter, Jesus told Peter to come. Jesus told Peter to come, and Peter said, "Oh, this is Christ! This is Christ! I'm coming! I'm coming!" And he got out there, and those elements, the world began to use those elements against Peter. They began to use those elements against him. They began to, the enemy began to talk to him through the wind, began to talk to him in the storm and the rain, and they began to talk to him in all the different elements. And what the world wants to do, once God give you, amen, once God give you a direction and God begin to give you, they say, okay, you be obedient, you just do what I tell you to do. The first thing the world want to try to do is discredit you, discourage you, misinform you. They can't stop you as long as you begin to move in that direction. But what they'll try to do, discourage you, try to stop you, misinform you, many other ways. So what you find here that Peter Peter himself began to see that the wind and the rain and all these other elements. And Jesus said, you know, and he began to cry unto the Lord. The Lord said, well, why did you doubt? Why did you doubt? I called you and I told you and you told me to come on and everything like that. And everything like that. So it might be someone out there probably got, you know, disencouraged, someone that has been discredited, you know. I mean, the enemy have sought to discredit you, and you went through some things you might want to share, but you can share. A lot of things you can't share. Maybe you need to share some things, and you want to share with others. You can call 1-347-215-8816. 1-347-215-8816. You know, it might be somebody that wants to share something, and you want to make sure that you've been discredited, you were dishonored, you was made ashamed, but you know God called you to come. You know God told you to do certain things, and if you look back now, you know, it was no second thought about what your job was, what your vision was, or what your project was. You was on a mission, but the suggestions you got from other people around you, and you find out they wasn't for you. They wasn't for you at all, and the enemy was just using them. And it caused you to stop the mission. You stopped the work. This is what happened to Peter. Peter was walking. Peter was walking and going forth. And, you know, and he probably Thomas said, man, whoa, wait a minute, Peter. Wait a minute, Peter. Hey, Peter, wait a minute, man. You out here. You out in the deep. You out in the deep. Now, do you know that, Peter? And Thomas and you know, old Judas and going on. Peter, oh, man, Peter, don't take your life. I'm sorry, Peter. Yeah, I borrowed a couple of money from the church. I admit it now. But don't go out there, Peter. I know there's a lot of strength. You're the head and you're the leader. But, Peter, just don't take your life, man. You out there in the deep. You're in the water now. And all these whatever, then Peter began to start listening a little by little and rejecting those. And he let the environment begin to take an effect on him. You know, the rain and the coldness and the smell of the salt. And he realized, oh, what happened in here? And it began to sink, slowly began to sink. You know, you can sink by taking your mind off of Christ. Taking your mind off of Christ, you begin to sink. You begin to go down in your thoughts. You always have to keep your thoughts. You always have to keep your mind stirred up with a song and a hymn, a spiritual song. To keep your mind on Christ. Keep your mind in Christ. You know, because of the fact you can sink. You can start going down. You start going down. And it was a time that you could not be discouraged. It was a time that, you know, doesn't matter what came up, you had your faith. But by and by, your inner circle got contaminated. You know, we always have to filter out sometimes and be aware of people that want to come in among us, people want to come in and talk to us, but they don't have. They don't have the our best interests in mind. They come to get some things, get something from you. They see that you have something, and they want to come and borrow it. They're always borrowing. They're always drawing off of you. You know, you always got to encourage them and help them. But when it comes down to you need to be encouraged. You can't find anything from them. They're always busy. They always got time and place to go. So they're draining you. They're draining you. And next thing, what you need to do sometimes is step back. Step back and take a look, you know, of yourself. Do a self-examination. You know, take a break. Take a morning break. You know, in our activities, you know, if you get enough rest, that's taking a break. You'll be able to sleep. You know, resting. You might have a break on the job. A lunch break. You have to learn how you know, to watch as well as pray. Jesus said, watch as well as pray. And you got to be involved with the right people that have the right circle. And see, whoa, where is all this coming from? And the Holy Spirit lets you know, wait, don't follow that path. Don't follow that direction of your train of thought. We have to pause to let us renew our mind. Get to thinking now, okay, now we're moving from the North Pole and we're going to South America. So some of these things, some of these clothes that we have in our life, we got to leave it in the North Pole. It's extreme cold weather. When you're moving down, you're coming down south, you don't need all those heavy coats and, you know, heavy boots and hats. You can leave that. You can leave those things behind. And the same thing with Christianity. You learn you have to take off some heavy activity, heavy weights, and heavy responsibilities that environment calls for. Friends and clubs and activities to hold people, tell people, you know, you're in Christ now. You don't have to prove anything, but you have to have trust in God. And as you slowly begin to move that direction, you know, you find yourself slowly, Paul said, renew your mind, and old things become new. All things become new. Until you get that way, you know, you're moving. And we slowly, applying the Word of God. So, in our applying the Word of God is an action. Action is, you must take action. You move in that direction. You take action in that direction. And you apply what you heard. You apply what you read. And also, you know, you must go out and build your environment by going to a synagogue, going to a place of assembly, going in those areas and being among people in those, in that assembly, assembling yourselves and applying yourself to new schedules in life. You know, getting out among the singing and the clapping of the hands and the handshaking. Amen. And financially supporting activities and supporting the assembly. Because they were there before you got there. They was there preparing for you to come. So now we have to prepare for others to come. If you'd like to be a part of this conversation and be a part of sharing, you can dial 1-347-215-8816. 1-347-215-8816. This is Blog Talk Radio with your host, Bishop Poole, and we're here, Doctrine of Truth. We'd like for you to share what brought you through, not only this day, but what you've been practicing, how to apply. How do you apply the Word of God? And there are many things that you have learned. Maybe you've learned through someone else mentoring you. Sometimes it apply the Word of God. You have to find the right people to talk to and to talk with. And maybe you cannot find, but you're going to, that's why we ask you to go out to assemblies, go out to places where people of the same like faith that you can share with them and they can share with you. And the Bible said the older men to teach the younger men, amen, how to guide the house and take care of their families. And the older women would teach the younger women how to take care of their husbands and their families and their wives, their children. We want to look at another example of how to apply the Word of God. The Gospel according to Luke. Here we're talking about a blind man. The blind man, Luke 18 and 35. And it came to pass that as he come nigh to Jerusalem, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging. And hearing a multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth passed by. And he cried, saying, Jesus, thy son of David, have mercy on me. And they that which went before rebuked him, that he should hold his peace. But he cried so much the more, Thy son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood and commanded him to be brought unto him. And when he was come near, he asked him, saying, What wilt thou that I will do unto thee? And he said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, Receive thy sight, thy faith hath made thee, have saved thee. And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise unto him. Isn't that good? Isn't that good? Now watch this now. Here is a person that heard about Jesus in the natural, in his ministry. Jesus came in town. He came in Jericho, and there was a certain, the Bible says, a certain blind man. He was sitting there. He was sitting there, and he heard, and the Bible says, he heard and hearing the multitude. You know, faith come by hearing. Faith come by hearing. He asked, and they told him. He couldn't see. He couldn't see like Peter, but he was hearing, and he was listening. And he had fixed in his mind and his heart. He began to understand. And they began to tell him, multitude, they began to tell him who this was. And he ran, This is Jesus of Nazareth. And he began to cry. And all the information he'd gotten that encouraged his heart, his mind. And they said, okay, you know, now this is my time. This is my time. And he began to cry out, Jesus of Nazareth, thy son of David. And everybody around him, and they that was, when he began to say, oh, listen, you know, stop this, hold your peace. He don't have time, just hold your peace. But the more, he began to cry more and more and more. Now, he only heard those things that was trying to, and the people that, and the multitude that was pushing against him, telling him, you know, you shouldn't have to, don't call Jesus, and, you know, stop this. But because that he heard, and he was, the Bible said, those that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. So he heard. And when he began to hear, you know, it stuck in his mind and his soul and his spirit that, you know, he wanted to see. And he knew that as no other person on earth was able to give this to him but Christ, Jesus of Nazareth. It was his time. So he was hungry for it, he was active for it, and he took steps. And that also applies to, you apply to God, the word of God. You begin to hunger and thirst after righteousness. You begin to hunger, God will give you the desires of your heart, the 37th Psalm. Amen. And the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these other things. So the more you hunger and thirst and begin to seek God, amen, then what happened? Through hearing, it builds your faith. You know, that's why we read the word, we listen to the word, we talk the word, because there might be some people can read, but they can't write. There might be some people can write, but they can't read, vice versa. But they can hear. They can hear. That's why the Lord said, hear. Faith comes by hearing. So hearing the gospel, hearing about Jesus, hearing God's word is powerful. It's powerful. That's why when you read out, you know, read out the word loud for you can hear it, because it goes in your system, and you can hear and understand that God loves, God cares. And sometimes your sin can be misinterpreted. You can see that there was a time when Jesus healed a blind man, and his hearing, seeing, he spit on the ground and rubbed clay on his eyes, and he asked, and, you know, washed his eyes out, and he looked and said, what do you see? And he said, oh, I see men like trees. And Jesus touched him again and said, now what do you see? He said, now I really see clearly. So, you know, you have to watch what you see. You know, watch what you see. Sometimes people say, oh, the grass looks good on the green on the other side. But they might have bad eyesight. They might need eyeglasses. They might need their eyes examined. They begin to read, and you know how you get bad eyeglasses? Your glasses get blurry sometime or early in the morning. They get dirty, and you have eyeglasses. The same thing applies with your eyes, all depending on what you see. You can go by something, and your mind don't be concentrating on it. But you say, oh, did you see that? See, I saw it, but I didn't understand what I was looking at. I was looking at so many things at one time. So it's possible. It's very possible. But the Lord says, blesses those that hear and don't see. You know, it's a blessing. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing. The more you hear about God, the more you hear, the more you follow. You know, this was important with God. If you'd like to call in, this is Doctrine of Truth. 1-347, that's push 1 on your phone there, and dial in. That's 1-347-215-8816. 1-347-215-8816. And we'd like to have you be a guest here today on Blog Talk Radio, as well as maybe it's your time. As you go through and you would like to, amen, email us. You can email at seniorbishop@jciministries.org. You can email us at seniorbishop@jciministries.org. Or you can go to our website, www.jciministries.org. Website www.jciministries.org. All right, we're discussing how to apply the Word of God. And you can see now between Peter and the blind man what's happening with Peter. Peter, his eyes, his smell, he was hearing, you know, the voices, the ocean, and listening to the sounds. And he began to see things. You know, God told him to come. He was walking. But then Jesus said, well, you know, why you begin to doubt? You begin to doubt. So when God give you a word, something you pray and you ask him, or you begin to apply God's word, you can't use doubt in it. You can't use doubt in it because he's able to fix things. God is able to fix things. Everything worked to good. Everything works for our good for those that love the Lord. You can make mistakes. That's what grace is about. Sometimes you make mistakes. You make bad choices. And all of a sudden, but it was in the right thought. It was right. It was the right motive. And not because you're trying to please people, but, you know, you're trying to solve a problem and using God's word. And you might have find yourself, you know, making mistakes, but thank God he is able to come through by using people, places, and things to help you see the difference, to see the difference about applying the word. James said, I have faith. You say you have faith. But James said, I show you by my faith, by my works. So you have to apply yourself. You have to put yourself in equations. You know, if you're no more than prayer or giving, or worshiping, you have to be active in the equation. You just can't leave, sit around and say, okay, God, I need you to do this, and you just sit there. You just sit there. No, you got to apply faith, courage, or something in the equation, applying God's word. Notice what God told Joshua. in Joshua, in the book of Joshua, after Moses, and Joshua was an understudy. He was a Moses minister. He was right there with Moses all the time, studying him. Moses was his mentor, and he followed him. He ministered unto Moses. And after Moses had passed and went on to glory and be with God, and the Lord told Joshua in the first chapter of Joshua, he said, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Therefore, arise, go over to Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I give them, even to the children of Israel. And he went on to say, you know, as I was with Moses, I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and be of good courage. And unto this people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land, which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, command thee. Turn not thee to the right hand, to the left, that thou mayest prosper whatsoever thou goest. You know, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Sometimes we can just stop, step to the side for a moment, take a break, and meditate on problems and situation. And there's a good chance, very good, prosperous chance, effective chance, that you will find yourself solving the problem. Solving the problems. You'll be able to put one and one together, and you find the two. You'll find the two. You begin to put things together and say, oh, you know what? There it is right there. You know, have you been looking around for things and looking around for situations to improve your lifestyle, being a Christian, or you ran into some situations and you forget about what God had put in your hand. You forget the skills God has given you. You forget about the people that you know. You know, sometimes we forget what God is doing for us, or what he already done for us. And you know, the world got us just distracted, and it got us on a different path of thinking, and all of a sudden you say, oh, you know, but you're victorious. You're victorious already. And you know you're headed on a road, a different direction in life, you know, and that's what it's all about. We're heading in a different lifestyle. God has given us a different lifestyle, a different way of living to separate us from the world style of living. And next thing you know, you find yourself say, oh, wait a minute now. You know, God told me not to worry. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to apply. I'm going to make some calls, seek and knock, you know, and seek, knock, and ask. And, you know, put myself out there on the Word of God. Put myself out there on the Word of God. Or you're going to pray about it, and keep praying and meditating on it until God begins to reveal to you that this is the course of action. This is the course of action I want you to take. You know, he just might want you to write some letters. That'd be the course of action. Or the next course of action, he just might want you to make some telephone calls or personal calls, being active more in your worship around the tabernacle, the church. Talk more with your leader about what more you need to do more to get out of your old environment, your old status. You know, that might be the course of action. The course of action is you may need to, you know, get some more Bible studies. Seek another career. So many course of actions, amen, when you apply to God's word. Ecclesiastes says that knowledge is power and money is power. So knowledge is a defense. Knowledge is a defense. So you can defend yourself. The more you know, you can defend yourself. Money, you can defend yourself. Also with finance, you can defend yourself. So it's very important that we follow the Word of God. The Word of God says you can defend yourself with knowledge. And it's talking about knowledge. Bring understanding, get wisdom, but all I get in, get understanding. So you seek that path of action. You might need to seek that path of understanding. You say, I know that I've been reading and studying the Bible, but I just don't understand this. So you seek that path to get understanding, and by seeking a mentor. Someone has been in the way longer than you have. Someone has been in Christ longer than you have. They might not have the biblical theologian approach, be able to, you know, give you all the accolades, you know, that you're looking for as biblical wise, but they can tell you how to live for Christ. They can tell you how to live for Christ. They can tell you what steps to take to stay out of trouble. They can tell you what steps to take to constantly stay, you know, in Christ, because there's some things you can read, you don't really understand, it'd be hard for you to work it. But Jesus said, my yoke is easy. My burdens are light. So being a Christian, amen, it should be easy. It's easy. Keeping his commandments is not grievous. 1 John 5 says, amen. Keeping my commandments is not grievous. So we just have to be strong. By strong, to me, by strong means you're going to stand. Paul talking about being strong and being standing. Now, Peter, if all the brethren on the ship, and they saw Peter said, okay, that's Jesus. They say, hold on, Peter. Man, at least put your armor on, you know, your helmet of righteousness, the breastplate, you know, the shield of faith. And your sword of the Spirit, and, you know, spiritualists. And if this Jesus now, you say this Jesus, we understand. And Jesus said, you know, be not fearful. This is I. But Peter, you know, get your mind girdled up. Get your mind girdled up now. You know, you're gonna walk on out of what he told you to walk out. He said, come on out on the water. And maybe somebody said, oh, and, you know, one of the brethren, give him a raincoat. You know, the water, we see the waters dashing against the ship, and you know, it's rowing. Okay, Peter, go ahead on. Peter come out and out. He probably made it all the way, walked all the way with Jesus. Got his faith, got his shield, got his sword of the Spirit. You know, waves have come up, and he can cut it in half, rebuke it, and put the raincoat on and the natural, and walk on out with Jesus, put his arm around him, and they walk back in the ship. You know, that's why it's important. We put on the whole arm of God. The Lord said, go do it. Come on out. Go ahead and apply it. You know, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. Then we got to put on, like Paul said, put on your whole armor. Put on your whole armor. Put the shield of faith on. You might not see it, you know, and be like the blind man. You couldn't see things. But he heard about Jesus. And he heard about it. He was determined to hear his voice. Determined to shake his hand. He believed. He did not see Jesus' face. He did not, in the beginning, he did not see him. He did not know. He know he has. He touched him. He put his arm on. He shaked his hand. Then he began to see him. You know, that's how it is. You have to, if you follow the word of God, follow it in faith, do action. You'll find that area. Sometimes you look around and you be moving and you say, oh, this, the traffic is really heavy. Let me find a side street. You know, you might go to your GPS and want to find an alternative to the roadblock. You go to your map or you come out and, you know, you've been slowed up for some reason, some time. Then you find yourself, say, okay, let me find another direction. But as long as you're going forward, you're going forward. And you're headed to your direction, things get easy because you have made up your mind. First, you have to have the mindset. Set your mind on, okay, salvation is not a second thought here. It's not a second thought. We're not rethinking that maybe I'm not saved. I thought I was. No, that's not a second. That's not a thought here. Not in this subject. This should not be a thought in your life at all. You know, if the enemy got you rethinking, maybe you wasn't saved. No. You rebuke that right away. We don't even discuss that because of the fact that Peter did not discuss it. Jesus said, this is I, Peter. Fear not. Come on and step out. It was no second thought. It was no secondhand discussion about it wasn't Jesus anymore. It was Jesus. You got to clear that up. That all that should be this. Spend some time analyzing that. spend some time, take a second thought and say, wait a minute now, I'm going to look at the Bible, I'm going to study the Bible. And you're hungering and thirsting after righteousness, and Paul said in Romans 10 that the word is nigh thee, even your mouth. You know, you're going to what? Eat the word of God. You love the word of God. And you speak it out, Lord, I say, you know, I want to be right, I want to be whole, I want to be healed. You speak it out of your mouth. That's powerful. You say, oh, you might, some of you might think it might be easy. You say, that's too easy. No, it's powerful because maybe you never haven't been on the second part of slander, or people slandering your name, or someone bitterly cursing you, or someone bitterly abusing you. Words are powerful. Words can hurt. Words can destroy. People can speak it out of their heart and mind, with venom speaking out of their heart and mind that they hate you, they destroy you, they don't like you. You know, that bitter words are powerful. That's why God said that, you know, which your mouth, out of your mouth can come life and death. People have taken their lives about what people have said. They abused them so much with their mouth. And they know they abuse it. They know they want to hurt somebody. They say it with their mouth. So God is saying that, you know, you can speak it out of your mouth. You can speak it out of your mouth. Yes, I'm going to get over this problem. Yes, I'm going to get through this situation. Yes, I mean, bitterly speak it out of your mouth. You know, you're tired of this. You don't want to get involved in this anymore. You speak it out of your mouth, the enemy got to move. Your problem got to move. Because many times, these things come to distract you. Those spirits, those negative attitudes, negative people, they come to distract you. They distract you from walking on the water. Distract you from getting your eyes open. You know, distract you. The people holler at the blind man. Rebuke the blind man. You know, have you been rebuked? Say, listen, shut up. We don't want you here. You're destroying the service. Man, just be quiet. They rebuke the blind man. You just can't sit back. Oh, they hurt my feelings. Well, you didn't want God to bless you. You asked God, but you just I guess tribute. Just to pass the day of time, they had nothing to do. Oh Lord, I just need you to help me, you know, this thing. Somebody come along and say, wait, hey, what you doing? You disturbing the neighborhood. What you doing over there singing? Why are you asking God for that? People don't get that no more today. This is a day and time. That was back way back in those centuries. This is a new century. This is electronic age and all of this. You don't need to sing and pray. You can just look on your television. You don't have to say nothing. You don't have to send people nothing. God, know your heart. That's not, no. Don't listen to that. God is still the same God today and forevermore. The hearts of people he's concerned about. Reality of people. What people say out of their mouth, God would accept it because he knows it goes from the heart. He knows it comes from the heart. He knows when people confess with their mouth, and we take confession all the time. Will you love me? Yes, I love you. Will you care for me? Yes, I will. You know, confessions. And that's the real you. So God wants the real you. Applying the Bible, you have to apply the real you. You have to apply the real person. The real person is you. With your heart, think what goes in your mouth, it comes out of your heart. That's what defiles a man. The man can be pure. What's in his heart is going to come out of his mouth. So God want to know what's in it. With these things in people's heart, they speak it out. They can speak it out pure in love. It helps. It helps. They can speak it out in fear, and they can speak it out in bitterness and hatefulness. And it kills and it hurts people. It hurts. It kills and it hurts. So to apply the word of God, you got to apply it in love. You got to apply it in love. You got to apply God's word in peace. You got to apply God's word in sincerity, you know. We're going to apply it. We got to apply it in love. We got to apply it in sincerity. We got to apply it because God gave it to us. It's the sword of the Spirit. It's the sword of the Spirit. It cuts between the marrow bone. You begin to read the word and you begin to speak the word out and you begin to apply the word. you can apply the word. The more you read the Bible, the more you study the Bible and be around the right people, it begin to soak in. It begin to soak in. We have a little more time here, and we begin to close out. If you'd like to call in and talk, give your testimony, you can dial 1-347-215-8816. 1-347-215-8816. You can push 1 on your phone or wherever you are. And if you're hearing this broadcast later on and on your computer and subscribe to it, amen. You can write. If you like to write, we're glad to have your letters. And let us know how you are enjoying the program. You can write JCI Ministries, Doctrine of Truth. JCIM, Doctrine of Truth, P.O. Box 25888, Tamarack, T-A-M-A-R-A-C, Florida. P.O. Box 25888, Tamarack, T-A-M-A-R-A-C, Tamarack, Florida, 33320, USA. If you like to subscribe from us, subscribe on YouTube, www.youtube.com/user, JCI Ministries. And on YouTube, you can subscribe www.youtube.com/user, JCI Ministries. Also, like us on Facebook, join our page at www.facebook.com/JCI Jesus Christ International Ministries. And you can always go to our website at www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. And you can email me at seniorbishop@jciministry.org. Amen. If you'd like to be a part of this program, a special program, you can just dial in now. 1-347-215-8816. 347-215-8816. And push the 1 on your dial tone, and you'll be glad to have you. But just remember that when you're applying the Word of God, you're applying the Word for your life, and you begin to get to set the mindset, number one, set your mindset. Okay, I'm leaving my old lifestyle, and I'm moving in a different direction. And the direction I'm moving into is a different way I should live, I should think, and I'm going to reexamine all things about myself. The Bible says all things become new. All things become new. So you have to examine all things about yourself, because you don't want certain things to hang up in your life, and you wonder why you can't get through this, or why you're stuck in this mindset. Certain time of the year, you know, people have problems that they have dealt with in the past. They bring the remembrance come back of this thing, and it just destroys them about 3 or 4 days. They can't get over it. And, you know, it's okay. You know, we're all human, but when you start 5, 10, 15, 20 years, it seems to be a problem there. The one thing about the Word of God, Hebrews 4 said, the Word of God is sharp. It's quick. It's quick. It moves. It cuts between the marrow and the bone, and it's discerning of thoughts and the intent of the heart. And there's no creature hidden. It might be some kind of spiritual problem that you're dealing with. But the more you read the Word of God, the more you study the Word of God, and you pray, prayer changes things. Because between prayer and reading in prayer, and worshiping and assembling, it's going to wash out. It's going to wash out. It's going to renew. It's going to take thought. I mean, it's going to start taking root down in and cleaning out your spirit. The spirit man begin to change. You cannot stay under the word of God and prayer and be sincere and things don't change. God's word is living. It's quick. It's quick. And the more you apply the word, that's why you hear me speak of so many times that get the right Bible. Start from the King James Bible. You know, even though it's old-fashioned and old, and you work yourself, you know, American Standard, Amplified Bible, and you can go through the New International Bible, you know, all the King James translation, then you can work yourself in more, you know, dictionaries and Bible dictionaries to understand words, because one word can change the whole picture. Sometimes the one word can change the whole picture. But we want you to be encouraged. Be encouraged. You know, the doctrine of truth, we're here to bring you the truth from the grassroots. You can get understanding. Bible to get wisdom. There's a lot of wisdom out there. But are you getting any understanding of what God said? He loves you. He cares for you. Those that believe, you will get eternal life. Those that believe in him, yes, Jesus died for the whole world, but those that accept him and believe in him, they are the ones to get eternal life. So that's why faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. The gospel is for the hearers, those that want to hear. And the more you hear the word and apply the word of God, you know, that's what's important. Apply the word by doing and hearing, hearing and doing. Hearing and going, hearing and doing, hearing and going, practicing, practicing, practicing. We're here for you from time to time to check your Blog Talk Radio, and we'd be glad to continue to be a part of your life. We'd like for you to write and subscribe to us. I'll take some of the transcripts are being offered, and from time to time share. Members and friends, and let them sit down and listen to the discussion. Amen. We will close on a prayer. And Father, we thank you for all the hearers, O God, and the doers of your word. You say, stretch forth your hand, and God, and bring healing to those that are listening. Because by hearing, faith come by hearing. And Lord, put this the word that they have heard that they down in their heart, mind, and soul, that you are a healer. Jesus is a healer. He came to save life. He came to upbuild life. God come that he sent his son that he might have life. He might have it more abundantly. So we're saying those that are hearing, you know, get by the Bible in Mount 18, chapter 18, verse where two or three touch and agree. What is bound is heaven is bound on the earth. What is loosened in heaven is loosened on the earth. Whatever you agree on, ask God to help you. And we thank God today for each and every one. We thank God for the things that, you know, the Lord has done for all of us. We thank God for the things that he's going to do. And Lord, we ask you now to continue to look upon this broadcast and bless the hearers. Bless the hearers of the word. And Lord, not only that, but the doers of the word. And Lord, we give you praise and glory that we know you are able to do all things with faith, with fail. We ask you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, help them. Help them right now, Lord. Bind all evil spirits. The spirits are not like you. Oh, God, loose all pains in the body, the circulatory system, respiratory system, the mind, the soul, and the spirit. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, purify the blood. Let the blood live. The living blood, oh, God, in the water that goes through the body, let it become pure because you, God, love, you restored, you created all mankind. God bless you today for listening. This is the Doctrine of Truth. God bless you and have a Jesus-filled day.